Dan the Destructor, Barbarians of the Storm, Book 1 by Rob Rhimes. Overview. Dan gets sucked through a portal to another world of sword and sandal. Muscly guys punching monsters and evil wizards trying to take over the world, but then launches into a monster truck with rocket launchers. It's all quite silly, as it's supposed to be. This book is a fish-out-of-water story where our hero shows up from time and place to a new time, and the tone is established when we are introduced to him by his first words of an expletive. So the elements of humor will abound here. The good things with the fish-out-of-water stories is that the main character can be the foil for the audience. We learn that what he learns and exposition dumps make sense and follow the story, which also helps the reader. Rhymes treads on some sword and sorcery fantasy tropes to move the story and add some technology to the mix. And when I say story moves, it moves quickly. There aren't histories given of forests and rulers. Fight scenes and conversations take time to get the message across, and no more. And then we're moving again. We're moving. So if your qualm with fantasy is the slower pace than the book, then this book doesn't fall into all of that. The fish out of water story can also get lost in the shock and the this isn't real refusal of the main character to continue. Again, moving the story quickly is the motivator, and it doesn't happen here. Our main character is fine enough. He is just an average Joe, soft, pudgy American who is working a 9-to-5 job. The one bit we found out later about him that will help him later in the story is that he was in the military at one time. I would have liked this tidbit to be dropped a little sooner and earlier in the story, as when it's revealed, it seems more of a hand wave explanation, something built into the character. Dan is almost a sidekick to his friend, Fenric. Fenric is the fun Conan-like hero character who the story should be about in a traditional sense. Rhymes makes the choice of giving Dan some special help to adapt him to this new world better. One is to give Dan the ability to understand everyone in English by the good old classic, a wizard did it, Simpsons explanation. The other help might be an issue for some, as it seems maybe a bit too easy. This other help is almost rendered moot by a revelation and gift of assistance given by other characters to Dan. And here's where I have my biggest issue with the book. The humorous tone of the book is the author's choice to lean into. I just would have liked it to lean into it more. Treading on the fantasy motifs and putting a current day average Joe allows for a lot of comedy, especially with the inclusion of later revealed technology. And there is some of this. It's just that Dan is given almost too much, and soon the story is over. Of course, this book is a series. What fantasy book is not part of a series these days? But I like a book, especially the first book, to stand alone well on its own. Dan is critical of the bad guy's plan in that it sounds like a cheesy bad guy plan. That's great, but the story just kind of brushes over that with the line and continues on. But there are some great, epic, totally rad, excellent, tubular moments, and then the story ends in the middle of a quest. Some revelation occurs, but there's just an epic high five, let's do this scene, as the heroes go into the next scene, which is the next book. There's an end to the story that's a bit confusing as to why it's added. It seems like a disconnected story to the main plot, and the tone is changed to a serious fantasy one. It seems like the character shares one quality that Dan also gets, but a change in subtlety is not expected, and the quick-moving, humorous main story. Overall, the story is well written, and you can tell that the author has a flair for the 80s vibe with the humor and tone of the story. It would have been better to lean into that a bit more. The story moves very quickly, so a lot of the fantasy tropes are used for the benefit of the story, while not needing the long, drawn-out world-building or endless walking scenes. I would maybe pick up the next book in the series, but this review is just looking at this standalone book. Final grade, C+.